USA Radio News.
According to multiple news outlets, the Senate Judiciary Committee has tentatively reached an agreement for a hearing on Thursday with Christine Blasey Ford regarding her allegation that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her back in high school. We're also hearing now that there were threats against both Ford and Kavanaugh. Congressman Steve Scalise says this is uncalled for, whether you're a Democrat or Republican.
There is no place for this on either side, whether it's Ms. Ford, whether it's Ms. Kavanaugh. There's absolutely no place for people resorting to violence.
Vice President Mike Pence spoke at the Value Voters Summit on Saturday. The vice president laid out some of the accomplishments regarding the economy under President Trump.
Job creators, large and small, have already created more than 4 million good-paying jobs across this country. Jobless claims haven't been this low in nearly 50 years.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes 6 different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
The 2018 midterm elections are a toss-up, with races going back and forth between lean Democrat to lean Republican to toss-ups. Beverly Hallberg is the president of DC Media Group. She has some advice for Republicans.
They need to go out there and make it very clear that the reason why people are getting more in their paycheck is because of things they've passed under in a Trump administration. Obama wants to take credit for this great economy. Reality is it's largely because of rolling back regulation and because of tax cuts. People like that they're getting more money, have more money in their pocket. They need to realize that if Democrats take the House, if more Democrats take over Congress, that these tax cuts can go away because they're not permanent. So that is the message that Republicans need to give is, look, we've made a lot of progress, but we have so much more to go.
Comedian Howie Mandel is speaking out against some of the what he believes is political correctness going on amongst comedians. Now, Mandel was speaking to TMZ, and he said that he believes, as comedians, they're being too politically correct. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The number of U.S. residents speaking a foreign language at home has reached a record of nearly 67 million. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The findings come from the Center for Immigration Studies that reports the number of foreign-speaking U.S. residents is up 7 million since 2010. That has increased by nearly 34 million since 1990. As a share of the population, 21.8% of U.S. residents speak a foreign language at home, roughly double the 11% back in 1980. The largest percentage increase were among speakers of Telugu from a group of people from India that was up 86%. I'm John Clemens.
President Trump encouraged Americans to start looking for new jobs if they're unhappy with their current position, touting the fact that there's a lot of jobs out there and sometimes not enough people to fill all those jobs. Cabot Phillips is the media director for CampusReform.org. He talks about how young people are finally starting to recognize that the economy is turning around.
So a lot of young people are seeing that this economy right now under President Trump's leadership has more opportunity. If you are a young person getting out into the workforce, this is the best possible time for you in our nation's history, arguably. And so I think a lot of people are realizing, wait a second, everyone keeps telling me that things are going to go horrible under President Trump, and they're actually going pretty well. And so right. I think that young people are starting to a certain extent to be able to separate results from rhetoric.
Cabot was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Burke.